Levi Marlatt of the Rushville FFA chapter in Indiana produces precision computer numerical control machine parts and metal fabrication for agricultural equipment. And he has recently been declared the winner of the Agricultural Mechanics Design and Fabrication Proficiency. Levi, how are you feeling, man?
Man, this is good. I mean, this has been a really exciting week and an exciting day, and it's just keeps getting better and better.
Go ahead and tell us a little more about your SAE project, specifically your proficiency.
So I am a percentage placement and percentage entrepreneurship, and in those two roles I do the same things, except in my entrepreneurship side I do sell precision parts that I machine. My father put in a CNC machine when I was in middle school, and I started learning on it, and I said this would be a cool SAE project. And then I've also, throughout high school and throughout my first year of college, I've learned more about welding. And so I decided a few years ago I wanted to do some welding fabrication parts. So I started doing any fab work that I could do for anybody, and I have customers from 8 states.
That's very impressive. So you've put in a lot of hard work into this. What other maybe values or skills that you have helped you excel in this proficiency?
One of the values that's been instilled in me from the very get-go is you gotta work hard, and I work hard every day. And I did school-to-work program my senior year of high school. I go to a vocational school right now, Ivy Tech Community College, and I'm only at school for 2 days on campus, which allows me the rest of the time to work. And Just the good core values of honesty and hard work and really satisfying your customers has been very important to me as well, because I've learned in order to have a good business, you need to have a strong customer base. And I have a very strong customer base. And throughout my whole years in my business, I'm going to keep those customers of mine happy. And that's what I strive to do every day, is keep my customers happy and keep them coming back.
Quite a great goal to have, truthfully. Where did you get this awesome mindset to have when you're looking at working hard for these people around you?
I accredit my mindset to my parents and my ag advisors, because they have instilled in my parents, especially, you know, ever since I was very young, I've been around the business my whole life. I've been around it and been in there with my parents while they're in the business doing stuff. And I've been able to sit in on a lot of things and learn how to go about situations. And my ag advisors just always instill in you that you need to be honest, and you need to be able to keep your customers satisfied. You need to have a lot of integrity in your business, and a lot of hardworking skills just goes along with that. And they've taught me that you need to work hard if you want something, and if you want something, by all means do whatever you can do to accomplish that.
So your parents and especially your advisor have really helped you. Did they help you with making the decision to want to run for this proficiency?
Oh, yes, especially. I accredit a lot of my success to my advisor, Holly Wagner. She's so great with doing the proficiencies, and she's very motivating. And she just helped me along the way so much. And I spent a lot of hours in her office working on my proficiency, and she's helped me so much with it. And she's allowed me to have all the connections that I do have. And I just very appreciate that. And Blair Orm, he's my other advisor. Blair, he looks over my stuff too, and he's a farmer just like I am, and he is very good at saying, hey, won't you try this? And I really like what you're doing here. Keep on doing it and work hard at it.
Now, to win at this national level, you've obviously put in a lot of hard work yourself. But as you've said, you couldn't have really done it without the help of those around you. Is there anybody else who you'd like to thank?
Yes, I'd like to thank, I also like to thank my girlfriend, because she's also been very supportive, and I like to thank her parents because they've been very supportive through this whole process. And I just like to thank all my customers above all, because they allow me to be in this position, and they've allowed me to grow, and they've came to me with projects and have tested me, and they've really helped me grow. So thanks above all to my customers.
Thank you, and congratulations to Levi Marlatt of the Rushville FFA chapter in Indiana, the winner of the Agricultural Mechanics Design and Fabrication Proficiency. Thanks, Levi.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This is Adam Loker reporting for National FFA.